Social media is all about now, about what's going on in this very moment. Twitter asks what's happening when it prompts you to update. But Alex Schmidt reports on one news service that's promising the exact opposite, a kind of social media scrapbook.
My sister Anita has been on Facebook since the beginning, 7 years. She's been posting pictures that entire time.
Usually it's either like friends or family or like novelty, just something I think is really funny or random that I see.
She hasn't exactly considered that she's been creating a history of her life. A new product called Memo Lane makes a graphic online album on a timeline by date of all your social media history. Twitter, Facebook, Flickr, YouTube, Last.fm, Vimeo, Foursquare.
Wait, okay, this was funny, actually. What were we doing?
Anita and I used Memo Lane to look back at a trip to Paris we took 3 years ago. Pictures, tweets, all of it.
We both, at the same time, decided to take a picture of ourselves with the Notre Dame Cathedral, and it was a competition to see who could take a better picture of the two of us with Notre Dame. But look, mine is totally better.
We created photo albums after the trip, but neither of us had realized that our social media usage from that time could be an album itself.
Our experience on the internet is just at the very, very beginning.
Marshall Kirkpatrick is a co-editor of the tech blog Read Write Web.
We are producing so much more data now than ever before. It's not going away, but that's always been thought of as a problem and not an opportunity.
With a product like Memo Lane, we can instantly access a detailed historic record of our lives. But that could change the way we feel about our past. Jeff Olick is a professor of sociology at the University of Virginia who studies memory. He says in order to feel nostalgic, we need to have distance from the past.
So if these sites make our past more present to us, then it may end up failing to create that sense of distance.
So say you moved out of an old apartment and then looked at a picture of it every single day after. You probably wouldn't miss it too much.
So maybe it'll make us less nostalgic.
My sister and I hadn't relived our Paris experience for a while, so the memories held their magic.
Miss Finch, ready for her close-up.
Nice as it was, Anita doesn't plan to constantly go over the past on Memo Lane.
It allows you to, like, you know, stroll down memory lane, but that's not something that everybody needs to do every single day.
Maybe not, but a sappy procrastinator like me could end up strolling more often than I should. For NPR News, I'm Alex Schmidt.